Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And cleared by Orlando. It was an off-balance header by Schlegel, but they got away with it. Still loose. Knocked down to Click. Click at the top of the arc, coming forward, passing ahead to Moranchuk. Pop to the penalty spot, Saba traps, shot blocked, rebound, score! Jamal Thierry! A potential stoppage time winner for Atlanta United!
Yeah, I wish I could say I was in the building for that. My son tapped out a little bit early, tapped out a little bit before that. It's the Morning Show Sports Radio 99 The Game. Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, Squid Billy, and Dylon. Two of us were in the building for some of the game last night. I ran into Dylan on the way in. I was taking my son, and he tapped out at like the 45-minute mark, about halfway through. You know, we made it just to the other side of halftime.
Simone actually had to go to her girlfriend's book club, so we left around the 70th minute.
What time was the book club at?
No, yeah. Hang on. Yeah. Hang on, guys. Do they read to each other, the book club?
No, they discussed the book.
Hold on, dude. Why did you just make it sound way creepy? Like, I thought that was my job.
Did they read to each other on this show? Because he knew where I was going. He looked at me. He's like, here it comes. Just, you know, we talked about Dylan and Simone reading to each other.
So, well, it's Simone reading to Dylan. I mean, let's.
No, we read to each other. I'll read a chapter. She reads a chapter. And we alternate chapters.
Yeah. That's an intense romance right there.
I don't know why it's so weird to you.
It's crazy, man. Yeah. I did enjoy seeing Simone last night. I got a chance to give her an attaboy on her TikTok. She was like, I heard Dylan put me on blast. Put my personal business out with my TikTok being stolen. I was like, yeah.
I was trying to brag on her. She was like, why are you telling her my business? I was trying to brag on you.
Can I also say, I snooped, and she had a different account that she put in place of in case she didn't get her TikTok back, already at 20,000 followers.
It's crazy.
Good for her.
She was like, that's incredible. She was like, why are all these people? She was like, I said bye to this account already. Why are all these people now following?
Right.
Obviously, Atlanta United gets back in the win column last night. Big win over Orlando. Bartosz Schlees scores in the 80, like Glasso in the 83rd minute. And then Jamal Thierry, like you just heard from Mike Conte, the fifth minute of stoppage time. All hell broke loose in the second half. Like, I left. Atlanta United was down 2-1. Orlando scores like the fourth minute. My son, for the first time ever, starts giving the thumbs down and booing. I was like, how did you even learn that?
Amazing.
He's just looking at people around him. He's like, boo. And I was like, what do you do? Like, he's four. I'm like, how do you even know how to boo?
How proud were you?
First time he's ever cheered or booed or whatever, been sad at a sporting event. And I was so proud of him. I was like, yeah, that a boy. He stood, like, he ended up getting in my lap and he's like, yeah, boo. I was like, what is going on?
I actually have a quick question because last time I remember when United scored one, last time your son went to the game, he was a little freaked out by the train horn, right?
The fireworks and stuff, the flames.
Yeah. How did he react this time?
He loved it.
Nice.
Yeah, he loved it. He did. He loved it this time around. He had so much fun, and then he tapped out. So,
I think we're going to start taking pork chop to hibachi, like, soon, just to
get ready for the United matches.
Just get ready for sport events with fire.
I'm sure Amy is all over that trend where everyone's filming their babies in their first reaction to hibachi for the first time.
We have footage of Ridge and Stevie the first time they ever did hibachi.
Scared
the crap out of
them. Well, maybe I can do it at home I can do the train horn thing.
Second win in a row for Atlanta United. Now they start the stretch that we talked about yesterday where they're going to go six straight away matches, and they won't see them at Mercedes-Benz Stadium until almost the end of July.
Wow.
So that's frustrating to say the least, and hopefully they can continue this. I know the write-up in AJC yesterday was like, you know, last time that you needed to get, a win and you made changes was last year, and then they lost the next game and Pineda got fired. So you avoided that if you're Ronnie Dyla, and hopefully they can start a stretch where they can start climbing back in the table in the Eastern Conference. So we'll see what happens.
As long as they're listening to the reporters, I've seen the reporters tweeting, well, I said they need to do this the whole time, and now they're finally doing it and they're winning. It's kind of funny how that works. I've noticed that. So that's just – I guess it's just how the AJC reporters drew it up. It's good. They had 11 points coming into Sunday's match.
Right.
Now they have 17.
There you go.
In two matches, they've jumped. They've almost, they're half, over half of what their season total was coming into Sunday. I tell you that because they're still 16 points out of first.
That's all. Look, that's all.
They're way. They have dug a huge hole. So it's good to see them kind of picking up victories. And also, look, as Mike Conti put it, they had to father Orlando.
They did.
As
they fathered them. So a lot of fun last night. We will get into wake up call conversation coming up at 8 o'clock. I want to hear about memories at sporting events with your kids, like when you took your son or daughter, either the first time or just a cool event that you were able to take them to. That's one of your core memories or their core memories, if you will. That'll be coming up at 8 o'clock. Another thing we'll be talking about in the wake up call: conference opponents from the Big Ten and the SEC. And why are we talking about that? Well, because Brian Kelly yesterday put it out there that SEC coaches are in favor of adding one non-conference game against the Big Ten. Now, why is this a big deal? Because the Big Ten doesn't want to do this until the SEC goes to 9 conference games, which is the same conversation we had yesterday. Once you do go to 9 conference games and you lock everything else in, then the Big Ten, it looks like, and the SEC coaches are in favor of getting a cross-conference matchup. I love this idea. Bama's already been on board with this. They played Wisconsin last year, but it seems like something's gaining steam.
So why is the Big Ten waiting? Why did they want that 9th game?
Well, because I think when you break it down and you look at the College Football Playoff Selection Committee, it's like, why are they don't want to play 9 tough games against conference opponents and then add a 10th against an SEC opponent, and all of a sudden that's another opportunity for them to lose. Gotcha. And you're basically giving the SEC a leg up in terms of, hey, you might have one less loss in the SEC because you played one lesser opponent. And now you're looking at the College Football Playoff going, well, you know, look, hey, we got one less loss because we didn't play anybody. You talked about a lot last year, Bo, about Florida's schedule. Florida seems to be ahead of its time in terms of having tough, like the hardest schedule in the history of college football last year for the Florida Gators. Bama this year starts with Florida State. I think that's going to be the Lee Corso send-off game, it's looking like.
It should be.
They also play Wisconsin, I believe, in late September, early October in Tuscaloosa. They played Wisconsin a year ago as well. So, obviously, Florida State's not an SEC team, but when you talk about that, it's not that big of a reach to say, okay, well, that's kind of what the schedule looks like. I brought this up to you a minute ago. I was like, who would you like to see Florida play if you were going to do a home-and-home with a Big Ten team? And you brought up Wisconsin. Like, that'd be a cool Camp Randall, destination for Florida fans.
I think it would. And I try to, like, you know what else I was thinking about? And I don't know, it's not going to be an easy game every year, but Penn State-Florida would be a pretty cool matchup if that was the one you played every year.
Yeah.
Because they're two teams with good tradition, some national titles in the mix, and it's kind of the polar opposites for each team because, you know, if you got to go play in Gainesville in September, if you're Penn State, you're not going to enjoy that. And if you're Florida, you got to go play in let's say early November in Happy Valley, you're not going to like that either. I go back to thinking, but to me, it needs to be a rotating thing.
Yeah, I agree.
I always remember, the reason I remember this is Mike Bell always talks about when he went to the Big House as a Florida State fan. And I remember watching this game as a kid on TV. And I remember Florida State when it was, I think it was 93 maybe or 92, something like that. A good Florida State team goes up there, and they walked all over Michigan, and it was like, that's cool. Your little Florida State come play, real team, and that was when it was Big Ten had a lot of swagger back then as they regained.
Sure.
And it's like, it's so cool to think about seeing a Georgia or an Alabama or an LSU play in the Big House in Michigan. Yep. Or the Horseshoe. And vice versa. How cool is it to think about Ohio State playing in Athens?
I'm avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Missed the Bama played at Penn State in 2010. I missed it by 1 year. The year I left and I was with Atlanta, they went up to Penn State. They played a home and home with Penn State. Just real quick, I'm curious because you fit in this mold as a Florida fan. Georgia fans will fit in the same mold. You already have the rivalry game against the ACC opponent every year.
Yeah, we have two.
Does that
actually, this
make
year,
you more hesitant to say, okay, the SEC goes to a 9-game schedule and you might play it? Because obviously, Bama, they're playing Auburn every year. That's an SEC team.
Well,
that'd be part of their SEC schedule.
I don't know. To me, losing Florida State, it's a non-start.
I think most non-starter. Georgia fans feel that way about Tech as well.
I don't know if all of them do. I don't, and I'm not sure if Tech does anymore.
Yeah, it hasn't been that competitive recently.
It's a non-starter for me because that is the game that I grew up watching. The problem is when Florida has a year like they do this year, and now and with Miami also in the schedule, and then you say, well, hey, by the way,
ding.
You got to go play Ohio State and Columbus.
Yeah.
And it's just and then we're also adding another SEC game, and it's going to be Alabama and Tuscaloosa. So yeah. At what point do you just say, well, hey, you're blank this year. Good luck.
Yeah. We'll take wake-up calls on that coming up at 8 o'clock. We also, like I said, I want to hear about your memories, being able to take your kid to a sporting event, or maybe you went with your parent. That is in the shadow of Father's Day that is coming up in just a couple of weeks. Shout out to Squid Billy on that one. Look, when we come back, we're going to talk about NBA playoffs, and we also got to do a mic'd up. Speaking of Georgia Tech, they got rings the other day. If you're a Georgia Tech fan and you're kind of hiding your face over the fact that y'all got rings, I got good news for you. The story I'm about to tell you about what happened in Tuscaloosa will make you feel pretty good about where that's sitting. This hour brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We'll be right back in a couple of minutes. Stick with us here on the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 929 The Game.